Well, he right now is in some sort of administrative role within the athletic department. It seems like it was a quasi buyout of sort. There's been some talk that Croton might have even been forced on Etzel to hire him. He was kind of considered a splashy hire when he was brought in after Randy Etzel was hired last year, but his offense was a complete failure this year at Maryland. Danny O'Brien was not able to really pick up that system, and that led to a huge quarterback controversy and brought in C.J. Brown to the mix. And I think most Maryland fans would never have thought that happening at the start of the season, especially after the successful campaign O'Brien had his freshman year.
And that is kind of the next question, I guess. Danny O'Brien, you know, he certainly went from being the star and now he's the GOAT. Is it a case in which he is going to stay, which is what he told the staff, or he's going to go ahead and, you know, take off and transfer?
Well, I think that he's probably going to end up staying. I think Maryland is going to go back to running a pro-style type offense and maybe wrinkle in a little bit of the spread offense aspect of it. And I think if they do that, then O'Brien is going to stay here. He seems to have a really good connection to Maryland. I've said many times he's, I think, one of the prime examples of a good college kid that you want your kids to be a role model, have as a role model. And he just has a great head on his shoulders, and I think he's going to stay here, and I think he is the key to success for Maryland next season.
Talking to Testito Times writer Dave Tucker, who also doubles as the one of the marching band members for the Ravens. And, you know, Dave, as far as this offense is concerned, and certainly we talk about shifting from a spread offense back to a more pro-style offense, trying to get the magic back and Danny O'Brien being the quarterback. But what about the other skill guys that will be there? Is it a case in which they will have enough to really make a strong case to be a contender in the ACC?
I think it is. There was a great interview that Peter Schmuck did with Randy Etzel. I believe it was in the Sun yesterday. And Etzel actually did a pretty good job laying out the number of starters and other people that are going to be back for Maryland next season. And it's quite a large number of people, despite the amount of transfers Maryland had at the end of this season. And when you actually go back and look at the number of injuries Maryland suffered, especially on the defensive end, you can kind of see why some of the things happened that the team experienced at the end of the season, especially some of the collapses on defense. A lot of these collapses that occurred late in games, and probably because of a lack of depth on defense because Maryland suffered so many injuries. So returning a lot of those guys next season and the number of freshmen and sophomores that got experience this season can only help going into 2012.
All right, so now we go ahead and put the 2-10 season aside and we do what we do best here in Maryland, and we talk some basketball. Terps basketball. Sitting out the first 10 games because of a suspension, you had 7'1" freshman Alex Lynn make his debut tonight versus Albany. What are we expecting from this young man?
I think you're going to expect an immediate impact from him, and especially against some of these lesser teams. Maryland has struggled so far in the early going against some lesser opponents. They kind of have a tendency to play down, it seems like, to some of those teams and not be able to put them away. But having Len in the paint, as you said, at 7'1", is going to give Maryland a huge size advantage over some of these teams that they're playing right now. I believe, you know, going into when you guys called me, Len was tied with Stoglin as the leading scorer so far tonight for Maryland. So I think you're going to continue to see that. But at the same time, as Mark Turgeon said, Len is a freshman, and he's going to have times when he struggles, and he's going to have times when he's brilliant and makes your jaw drop. I think they have a fantastic player in him, and how well he's able to perform, especially once they get into ACC play, is going to what determines how well Maryland is this season.
42-37, Maryland over Albany as we speak. And, of course, Mark Turgeon, his team, has a 7-3 record, and hopefully we'll be moving to 8-3. Then we talk about Alex Lynn, but, of course, Pishon Howard, he's returning from injury. ACC play definitely dictates a lot as far as going into the NCAA tournament. But do you believe this is a competent and talented enough team to make an NCAA tournament run?
They're a team that's capable of making an NCAA tournament run, but it's not a team I would probably expect an think that is going to be able to make an NCAA tournament run, if that makes sense. I think having Howard back and having Len back, that gives Maryland much-needed depth and will allow Turgeon to rest some people like Stoglin and allow Nick Faust to settle into a more better role that he's used to. And I think that is what's going to mostly help Maryland moving forward, and having Howard running the point is going to be vitally important. But with Howard, because he had that foot injury, he's not like Len, and he was just practicing with the team and now all of a sudden can come back. He's got to build back up to game strength. Mm. And that's something I think that process is going to be what dictates what happens to Maryland this upcoming season.
And of course, we're talking about Mark Turgeon, really so far doing a great job, but if you had to go ahead and assess it overall, from your abilities to break down what is going on inside of Terps basketball land, go ahead and give us a quick grade on head coach Mark Turgeon.
I think Mark Turgeon is doing a fantastic job. He inherited a situation that's always tough when you're taking over for a legendary coach, which is what Gary Williams was at Maryland. When you think of Maryland basketball, you think of Gary Williams, and that's something that's never easy for a coach to do. But Turgeon's style, his honesty, his ability to get these players to buy into what he wants to do is something that's been very well received. And I think most Maryland fans are extremely happy with the hire of Mark Turgeon. And based on what he's doing so far this year, even if this team struggles, they know that the future is extremely bright for Maryland basketball and getting that program back to an elite level where they're competing for Final Fours and national championships year in and year out is what most people expect to see in the next coming years.
Maryland Terps talk with my man from the Testito Times, writer Dave Tucker. Dave, looking forward to seeing you down at M&T Bank Stadium after the Ravens take care of business next year against the Bengals.
I surely hope so.
Looking forward to it, man. I appreciate your little time for us tonight on Sports.